From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with The Jarflies, old-time music from Kentucky. The Jarflies, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Yonder comes the old gray marsh, wrung her hands and cried. Daughter fell in love with me, she faded away and died.
Don't get weary, children, don't get weary, I'm coming from the ball.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 474th performance. Red Barn Radio is coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes the Jarflies. The band is all about Kentucky music, featuring Art Mize, Mason Colby, and Diane Timmons, all from Lexington, Kentucky. We'll learn more about this musical trio shortly. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage, the Jarflies.
Thank you.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Donald Mason speaking with the Jarflies. Here's Donald.
Thank you for listening to Red Barn Radio. We have the Jarflies here live in studio. Welcome to Red Barn Radio.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank it's you. Great to be here.
So in studio, we've got right dead center, we've got Art Mize, we've got Mason Colby to my left, and we have Diane Timmons. How are you doing?
Great.
You were nervous before the show, and you seem to have shaken that off.
Do I seem like I have? It's all smoke and mirrors.
Smoke and mirrors. I really enjoy that all of you have such diverse musical paths that have brought you together. I'll speak with Diane and Art about the vocal side of music, and then you're bringing in everybody with the instrumentation. Art and Diane, tell us a little bit about a cappella and just how your vocals have kind of led you into actually playing the instruments.
Well, the a cappella thing is growing up in Eastern Kentucky, going to small churches. These were churches of Christ that didn't use instruments in worship out of a conviction that that was inappropriate. So we sang shape notes, and their little, you know, do is a triangle and re is like a bowl shape and mi is a diamond. And so you learn to read do, mi, so, do. You know, do, la, so, do, ti, la. We would read through and practice, kind of, I'd sang tenor once my voice changed, and it was alto before that. I didn't change very far. But, you know, I'd sit with my mom and listen to her sing her alto parts and, you know, kind of gradually learn how to read those shape notes. But it was just a living tradition that's still around. It's different from the other kind of, there's a real well-known shape note tradition that just has a five-note scale, but this was a symbol for every seven of the, you know, seven intervals of the scale. So it was a great way to learn music, great ear training. You know, it's made it possible for me to read pretty fluently and sing by ear at the same time, actually. There's great roots for me.
This next one is an original tune. This fretless banjo sort of harkens back to an older style of banjo that would have been played, you know, over 100 years ago. But it's a modern instrument. It was built by a banjo builder in Louisville, Kentucky, named Seth Folsom.
House a den of luxury. get your house in order. Except maybe on the half, maybe on the quarter. Your pleasure will look cheap when the farmer comes to reap. But get your house in order.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with the Jarflies on Red Barn Radio.
But Diane's got an entirely richer choral tradition behind her singing.
Well, I don't know about richer, but it's just a different path. I started playing piano, actually, when I was a kid, about 4 and a half, and just played all the way through. And then when I got to middle school, I sang in choir. Actually, I'd sung in choir some in church. I sang in school chorus, and that was really, really fun. And I just got super excited about singing all the time and was in a citywide chorus that we used to have. We would meet on Saturdays. So in addition to all my whatever I was singing in school and all my piano practicing, I was going to that choir as well. Then I just really never had quit singing in choirs. I played piano up through into college. I've been a singer sort of the whole time. And I sing with the Bach Choir, the Kentucky Bach Choir here in town, and at First Presbyterian Church, and basically anywhere else that will let me. I do a lot of singing.
Mason and I are just in awe of the gal with the pipes. It's wonderful to be around a voice like that. It's wonderful.
But it's amazing they even let me in the same band as you.
I admire your ability to be gravelly and down home. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. But I've been basically forced through many musical collaborations to learn guitar, even though it wasn't, you know, my first instrument. I started out with keyboard instruments, and they're a lot more intuitive for me. So guitar is its own animal, and I know a lot of people that are listening play a lot of guitar, so just forgive me. I am where I am.
Steady and strong. All I need is a few greenbacks to push my boat along. Hey, hey, Sandy boys, hey, get along, I said. Hey, hey, Sandy boys, I'm waiting on a break of day. Well, I wish I had stones build my chimney higher. Every time it rains or snows, puts out all my fire. Hey, hey, Sandy boys, I get along, I say. They bring him back. Run the little pigs over the fence, the little ones through the crack. Hey, hey, Sandy boys, hey.
Not to understate it, but Diane is a founding member of the Central Kentucky Bach Choir, so not just any type of member. Coming from a keyboard and then getting into voice and then taking it to a string instrument, it's like three different brains and different physical needs and all of that. You need different muscle memory for guitar than you need for piano. How does that translate into taking it into each instrument when you're singing or when you're playing? How do you keep all of those separated?
I guess studying piano so early, I developed my ear pretty close. So if I hear it for a minute, I know what the pitches are. I can tell what key we're in, and I can usually come in right. I find that improves my ability to improvise.
When we work together musically and try and work on music, we have very different processes. So if she hears a pitch, she knows it's a B flat. She just says, oh, that's an F. But it's worse than that. When she hears a chord, and you're sitting there trying to figure out a song, and you hear it go to a change, and you're trying to pluck notes and see which ones fit in the chord, which ones harmonize, she says, oh, that's a B-flat minor. Oh, great. So I'm just going to quit laboring over this. I'm just going to ask you next time. Because she's got that sort of absolute pitch where she hears them definitionally, whereas I hear things in relationship to each other.
Piano is a very linear instrument. When you hit a note, you hit a note. It's going to be the same every time. You put pressure on a string, on even banjo, guitar, anything like that, you're going to get a little different tone. Last week, for the listeners, we were making chicken sounds with the violin, the fiddle, and so chickens can come out of violins and fiddles, so it is happening.
Which came first, the chicken or the violin?
I hear more about mice getting into the fiddle than chickens coming out, but anyway.
In this fair land, I'll stay no go with me. You turn your eyes away. You say you will not follow me, no matter what I say. I'm going to the west. Thank you.
say you will not go with me. You turn your eyes away. You say you will not follow me, no matter what I say. I'm going to the west. I'm going to the west, to the west.
Mason, we have you as the traveler of the band. You have lived a lot of different places, including Texas. Where in Texas?
I was born in Houston, Texas, and went to university there. And I have a lot of extended family who live there, but I mostly grew up in Lafayette, Louisiana, just nearby.
And then you lived in France for a little bit?
Lived in France for a little bit. I'm a French translator. I grew up in Louisiana, and there's a great musical tradition there, of course, but I never really got motivated to play music down there. I mostly got my creative juices out with cooking when I was down there. And then we moved up here, and I was like, they don't really cook here the way we did back home. I need to find something different to do. But I knew the music here was really good, so I just kind of jumped into it.
You got nothing against fried chicken and potatoes, right?
Oh, man, I love the food. Yeah. It's just not my cooking.
Passing by, know how I feel as another morning settles like the dust behind my heels in the shadow of a restless soul born on wheels. I'm proud to sing the highways and the song.
Blue skies and teardrops got me down, and the weeds straw in the wind keeps blowing round and round. Miles full of emptiness is all I've found, and the road says you got to move along.
Song within me is a song I've learned when I heard the freight train's whistle and my head was turned. The carefree chorus of that liner as she burned. Now the lineman says, you got to move along.
Blue skies and teardrops got me down, and the wheat straw in the wind keeps blowing round and round. Miles full of emptiness is all I've found, and the road says you got to move along.
And where they fell among the book my soul had written, and the tales my shoes could tell, I left them lying there for someone else to tell. And the road says you got to move along.
Blue skies and teardrops got me down, and the wheat straw in the wind keeps blowing round and round. Miles full of emptiness is all I found, and the road says you got to move along. And the road says you got to move along.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Jarflies, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Jarflies after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Jarflies. This is Red Barn Radio.
Take me back to the place where I first saw the light, to that sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbird sings me to sleep every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam? Well, I think with regret of the dear ones I've left, of the warm hearts that sheltered me there, of my wife and my family of whom I'm bereft. Of the old place again do I sigh. Take me back to the place where I first saw the light, to that sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbird sings me to sleep every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam? The path to our cottage, they say, has grown green, and the place is quite lonesome around. And I know that the faces and forms I once loved now lie neath the cold mossy ground.
Take me back to the place where I first saw the light. To that sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbird sings me to sleep every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam? Take me back, let me see what is left that I know. Could it be that the old house is gone? Dear friends of my childhood indeed must be few, and I must face death all alone. But still I'll return to the place of my birth, where children have played round the door, where they gathered wild blossoms that grew round the path. 'Twill echo their footsteps no more. Take me back to the place where I first saw the light. To that sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbird sings me to sleep every night. Why was I tempted to roam? Take me back to the place where I first saw the light. To that sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbird sings me to sleep every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam?
Thank you so much. So how did the forces of the Jarflies come together?
You've got to keep that question going to Mason because he's the instigator of this mess.
Okay, so you are the lead Jarfly. Yeah.
Ultimately, the blame lies with Bianca Spriggs, who's a local poet and filmmaker. She was making a short film, and she was asking friends if they had any music that they thought would go with it. We'll play this, one of the last pieces we play tonight, but it sounded pretty nice on banjo, but what it was really needing was a fiddle to go along with it. And I was meeting her at Third Street Coffee Shop. Art just happened to be walking in as we were sitting out on the patio playing the music. I was like, hey, you, I know you could play with this. Roped him into it, and it sounded great, and it was just so much fun. We just kept playing and adding more songs and everything, and then we had a band. I kind of have a fascination with cicadas. The cicadas is just a terrible band name. Like, always had a nagging in the back of my mind, like, I'd love to have a band that is named after, you know, something to do with cicadas.
He's got a cicada right there on his banjo.
On the paper.
You see that? It's inlaid in the headstock.
I was messing around on the UK entomology website. UK entomology department's website, as one does. I saw that in Eastern Kentucky, they make a distinction between the like 17-year broods of cicadas and the ones that come out every year. And the ones that come out every year were called jarflies. And I was just like, ha ha ha, that's it. That's a great band name. Thank you.
know how it's waited this long for the banjo and the flute to find their way together.
I know.
Isn't that just a great sound?
It's a great sound.
You know, it's interesting with singing, especially in any type of music, but especially when you've played together, eye contact is really important between musicians. And I see you all doing that together because it's really an intricate thing. If one person is off, it just messes up the whole beauty of the song.
It really is. It's connecting at that level, and it takes a lot of work to get to where you can kind of sense it that way. And it's funny how the dynamic is different with three. Because Mason and I, we were talking about just the other day, that we'd be playing tunes and just on and just going at it. And it's almost like a jam session with two people because it's so easier to just be in sync. Mm-hmm. And then you got three people and the dynamic broadens out. You really have to kind of plan things more. Yeah. Makes you more artful.
I mean, we're using visual language to cue, and we have verbal language, but the music itself is saying something of its own. So hopefully the music matches the lyrics when you've got vocals in a way that they come together and express something. That's the best times, I think.
But it's not language like my grandma and her sister, because they would get together and talk at the same time, and they never listened to either one of each. You know, it's just, it was which one's going to be louder. I don't know if you're in the room, it was going on, but, it just wasn't in sync.
They were both just telling stories at the same time, weren't they?
Twas midnight on the stormy deep. My solitary watch I keep, and I think of her I left behind, and ask if she'd be true and kind. I never shall forget the day when I was forced to go away. In silence then my head she'd rest and press me to her loving breast. True to me, my home upon some icy lake where the southern sun refused to shine and to trust a love so false as thine.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with the Jarflies. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
I'm going to boldly call this an old Kentucky fiddle tune, but I wrote it.
Well, you're old, right?
Yeah, I'm feeling old after I play this one. I feel real old. This is called The Steps of the Rock Castle, and it's really my branch of the Mize family lived down right on the Rock Castle River in an area called Billows near Hawk Creek in the northern part of Laurel County and southern Rockcastle County. And there was a good bit of whiskey making, I think, in that family and whatnot, and they were pretty rough. But what was great was when I was about 10 years old, Dad took us canoeing down the Rockcastle River. And there he knew from his childhood and growing up the names of all those rapids. There's one called the Narrows, one called the Beach Narrows, and there's three rapids in succession as you go around a bend called the Steps, because with each one, the level of the river drops as you go around the mountain.
So, Diane, you speak about language, and we're touched a little bit about your lives outside of music.
I went to the University of Kentucky, and I was studying French and then switched to linguistics because I took an intro to linguistics class, and it was so cool, I just had to learn more about it. By the time I finished my degree, I knew that I didn't actually want a career in linguistics, but that's how it is getting an undergraduate degree sometimes, and then you just push on through. That doesn't mean I don't think the field is worthy. I certainly do. I loved all the sort of the mysteries I had growing up as a kind of an English nerd kid. They would teach you things like phonics. And phonics doesn't make any sense, you guys. I mean, English has like pronunciation rules from four different languages plus borrowings. It doesn't make any sense. So in linguistics, you've got like a symbol for every sound. And then you start learning what the roots of everything is, and you can apply all those different rules from other languages, and then it all gets crystal clear. So I love that about it. I like how you can listen to something and you can actually write it down with symbols, just the way you heard it.
Art, you've got a background in Latin and Greek, going way back.
Yeah, well, back to college, similarly, and I did the same thing. I was taking lots of different courses, but when I took classical Greek, I fell in love with it. And I had to go a fifth year so I could have enough Greek background to do the master's program in classical languages, just because it was just fascinating to me. So then I had to learn Latin, you know, to keep up with that, to enter the program. But Greek and Latin are wonderful. Just what? Historical languages, it's just a fascinating study. And Mason's got this linguistic background too, as a French translator. I don't know, it seems kind of accidental in a way, but maybe it isn't.
I'd like to thank our guests, the Jarflies, for being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. One more time for the Jarflies.
all night long. You can sleep when you're dead and gone. Kentucky whiskey, Kentucky whiskey, make me young and frisky. It'll make you shout and dance. Recipe for a quick romance. In the bottle, in the jar, make you reach for your guitar and sing, oh, Kentucky whiskey, Kentucky whiskey, make me young and frisky.
Barn Radio would like to thank Art, Mason, and Diane, the Jarflies, for being with us tonight. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.